Levi's jeans. You know what I mean? Cause I'm a man.
Was Mac DeMarco, I'm a Man.
Yeah.
That was awesome. I've never heard that before.
So chill.
So the guy who, Oswaldo, who shows up next, he's not here yet.
Oh, really? Oh, well, you got some motherfucking Alice Cooper.
All right. So you've been listening to Sup World. We did our feature on Green Burial Records with Ryan Smith. And we had a phone-in interview from the band Bleached. And since Oswaldo, who's supposed to be DJing the next hour, he's not here yet. So we're going to play a little Alice Cooper.
Yo, Green Brewery Tapes, I want to give a big shout-out to my boys, Two Towns and the High Drops, and everyone else. Yeah.
From the ups and downs. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, daily grassroots global unembedded international independent news hour. And this is CITR 101.9 FM.
close below the waist. I was wasted, who knows? Thought I'd keep to the sides, hide my head in the crowd. But your hair was too high, yeah, and my voice was too loud. My voice was too loud. Didn't expect to see me here, but I expected to see you. You're just downstairs to the left, right below the first floor, with a window and a nice view. It was a pretty nice view. First I'm up and then I'm down. It's not the ups, it's all the downs that eat at me. And if I fake it one more, will I get too high? And your words don't make a sound. Would you stick by my side while I follow Alice into the ground? It's the silver white tail. You keep me on my toes, my wrist bound. Oh, it's all temptation. I'm so deep into it to resist it. Can I resist it now? Oh, you were too late before. Looks like you're too late again. The pupils that once too small now dilate past the rim. And even though I tried so hard to fight it, I really did just set myself up for the fall. Now I better stay in the basement. And whoa, oh, first I'm up and then I'm down. It's not the ups, it's all the downs that eat at me. And if I fake it one more, oh, first I'm up and then I'm down. It's not the lights, it's all the sounds that eat at me. And if I fake it one more, can you? When I get too high and your words don't make a sound, would you stick by my side while I follow Alice into the ground? It's that simple. I was wasted, who knows? Thought I'd keep to the sides, hide my head in the crowd. But your hair was too high, yeah, and my voice was too loud.
School feels so hectic right now. I really need a break.
Do you ever wonder if traveling can actually enhance your education?
Yeah, how?
Easy. With the Study and Go Abroad Fair, you can find information on semesters or degree programs abroad, working, volunteering, and even adventure travel.
Just what I need, when and where.
March 1st at the Vancouver Convention Center. Doors are at 3, but guest speakers start at 2. Admission is free, and you'll be entered to win a trip to Guatemala, Peru, or even an iPad.
What's the website?
Go to studyandgoabroad.com for more information and to pre-register.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Commercial Drive area at
Audio Pile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
So welcome to the show. You're listening to 101.9 FM. This is the Morning After show. We started the show with a lot of local bands. We started with The Rain on the Sidewalk from the EP Stuck. The song was Army Dreamers, a Kate Bush cover. And after them, we listened to Joe Turner from the CD Seven Songs of Sorrow. We'll listen to the song See Through You, and after him, we listen to Mouthful of Daisy with the CD Twice Renewed. The song was called Masterpiece to Perfection, and then we'll listen to Artinaire with Following Alice from the same CD, Following Alice. And I'm a little sick, so I'm not going to talk more than necessary today, but we have Shalini here. Hey Shalini, how are you?
Hi Oswaldo, I'm good. A little flustered, trying to find the radio station and parking.
Yeah, it can be tough. Mm-hmm. So Shalini is going to be performing next Friday at the Indie Pop Vancouver Series with Cash Cat and Karen Foley. Yep.
They sound like great acts.
Yeah, it's gonna be like all female show. Though.
Oh, sweet! Yeah. Female show, female power.
Yeah, it's kind of like the Valentine's show, I guess. Huh?
A few days late, but yeah. Still in the same week, so it's all good.
Yeah, exactly. So Shalini has a CD called Shalini, I guess. Huh?
Yes.
Self-titled
EP.
Cool. Mm-hmm. So let's listen to a couple of songs, no? Which, should we start with Life of the Mind? And
yeah, let's do it.
Okay, so.
Do you want me to do an intro to it or anything?
Okay, yeah.
So Life of the Mind is a song that I wrote. It's about being in the office and daydreaming. And the job that I work at right now, I actually got hired because on my resume, I wrote down, I'm really good at fixing photocopiers. Uh-huh. So you'll get the joke when you hear the song.
Okay, cool. And we'll be right back.
Underwear.
I going? Am I still awake? If I follow the bright yellow sign to the life of the mind. There is a world with sparkling skies.
So that was Freeze, no?
Yeah, Freeze Up.
Freeze Up, yeah.
Total Valentine's Day song, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's a Valentine's.
It's about being shy in front of the guy that you really love. And you just can't get the right words out, so all you start doing is blabbering.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Cool. So the CD is it's pretty new, no?
Yeah, it was just released in December of last year.
Okay.
So it's just getting out and about now. I'm doing more performances and getting the word out, working on a music video. My dad has a house that we're allowed to trash before he builds a new one.
Okay.
So something exciting probably will come out of that. And yeah, just spreading the word, getting out there.
Which song is going to be in the video?
I think the first one's going to be the one that you just heard is Freeze Up. Mm-hmm. That's going to be the first one.
Okay.
But we're going to try to tackle a few of them in the house because it's empty.
Okay.
We might as well use the space somehow.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be a Valentine's song with destruction.
Something like that. We still have to work out the script and all the scenes. But we'll see what happens. We'll see what we'll do with the space.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So if you like Shalini's CD, she's going to be performing next Friday at 1143 Kingsway.
This Friday.
This Friday.
This
yeah.
Friday. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This Friday. And I guess people can buy the CD there, no?
Yeah, you can totally buy them there. You can even buy them. They're actually on iTunes now.
Okay.
Which is exciting. And CD Baby, and on my website, if you visit www.shalinimusic, spelled S-H-A-L-I-N-I, and then music, M-U-S-I-C.com, there's a link there. If you just click on listen, it links to my Bandcamp page, and you can grab it through there. Or you can just send me a quick email, and I can arrange to send you a physical copy. Actually, I think they're available on Amazon, too, Amazon.com.
Okay.
Yeah, but if you just get it from me, it'll be cheaper because I think on Amazon it's like $13 or something.
Oh, really? Yeah, they charge the commission, no?
Yeah, yeah. It gets complicated when other people get involved.
Yeah.
But the point of the EP is to save enough money to record the actual album itself, which I am hoping to record in April with Winston Hosschild.
Okay.
And experiment more with Indian instrumentation, more tablas, more harmonium, more maybe sitar.
Oh, cool.
I have maybe like a more erythral sort of airy fairy kind of feel to it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And discover more dreams and deeper feelings, get a little bit darker with it too.
Yeah,
it'd
yeah.
be fun.
Cool.
Yeah.
So, different songs though? Or are you gonna include a couple of these ones?
I think I'll include a couple of those songs for sure. Yeah. I think it's too late to just throw them on the garbage. I don't even have a full album yet, so for the full album I want to keep a few of those songs on it as well. And they're good songs, they were produced really well, and I'm proud of them.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
So let's listen to the next one, no?
Yeah.
Telescope?
Yeah, let's do Telescope.
Okay.
That one Winston actually wrote the cello part, or the violin string arrangement for it as well. And the way it turned out is that we hired a cello player, so he played all the parts, but it sounds like a full-on string quartet, which is really cool.
Cool.
Just to sail the moon.
You are my telescope, my everlasting antidote, my subatomic overload, my cascade of pearls. What we are is more, you see, an understated forgery.
That was a telescope, you know?
Such a romantic little song. So epic. If you're not with me, I'm gonna die. Simple as that.
Cool.
Sort of a Valentine's Day song too. Do you have any plans for Valentine's Day?
Just rest and... Well, actually, yeah, we have the open mic today at this place, Hatchery. That's 3293 West 4th Avenue, corner of Blenheim. So,
cool.
Yeah, bring your Valentine's to celebrate there.
I'll try to make it up for sure.
The open mic.
I make cookies for Valentine's Day. I'm giving them to all my friends.
Oh yeah, cool.
Because usually my Valentine's Day sucks. Like for years now, it's been pretty horrible.
Yeah, why?
I don't know. Something just happens. Like, I know the worst year ever. It was like a long, long, long time ago. My boyfriend at the time, he was really, really sick. So we went to the walk-in clinic, and the lady there was like, thought that I gave him mono or something.
What?
She's looking at me like I was the cause of the trouble or something. So we spent like a really crappy Valentine's Day, and that was the end of that. But I don't know. I think Valentine's Day should be every other day except for that day. Plus the flowers are so expensive, like $150 for like roses.
Yeah.
You know, and chocolates are so overpriced, and it's just become so material.
Exactly. Like all the celebrations are like that, you know? It's all consumerism. I guess that's the nature of the beast.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, your CD, let's listen to another song, no?
Yeah. Maybe I have to get back to work soon because my boss needs me to write some notes for this meeting. So maybe if we could play the last song, Book of Dreams.
Okay.
Because maybe that'll be for... Well, actually, I dedicate this song to everyone on Valentine's Day who doesn't have a date or doesn't have anyone super, super special romantically to share their time with. But it's about strength and it's about believing in yourself. So I hope you guys enjoy it. Okay. Book of Dreams.
Okay, you're listening to 101.9 FM. This is the Morning After Show.
And thank you for having me on the show.
Yeah, no problem. So, we'll be back after this.
Thank you. There's so many places I don't know. The world's moving fast.
So that was Book of Dreams.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, thanks for coming and sharing your songs here with us.
Thank you for having me on the show again. I love hanging out with you, and I wish everyone a happy Valentine's Day. Hopefully it's special.
Uh-huh.
And you get spoiled rotten with chocolates, or if you don't, you can just go into the stores tomorrow and buy whatever's on sale.
Yeah.
That works too. That's what I'll be doing.
The leftovers?
Leftovers.
And like half price or what?
I think so. Like Shoppers have like discounts and stuff. So my friend Vic, he always goes and insists on getting chocolates the next day after. Even Halloween or like Christmas or whatever, they're always on sale.
Oh, yeah.
They have to get rid of them.
Yeah. Cool. Okay, so thanks, Shalini. She's going to be performing this Friday at the British Ex-Servicemen Association, 1143 Kingsway.
I'm looking forward to it. Is Ken going to be there?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Most surely. And Cash Cat. We should probably play some Cash Cat and some Karen Foley later in the show.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. I'll be heading off now. Okay. But thank you so much. I'll be listening to you in the car.
Yeah, let's put the last song. Well, actually, it's the first song of the CD, but it's the last song that we're going to play.
Oh, Feeling Lonely.
Feeling Lonely.
Oh, this is for anybody who is, going through a breakup or something. Feeling lonely today. What a horrible time to feel lonely. Valentine's
that's,
Day.
Yeah, that's the anti-Valentine's song.
Anti-Valentine's Day song.
Yeah. Cool. Okay, well, thanks, Shalini.
Thank you, Osvaldo.
And we'll be back.
See you guys.
Burnley Allen Rocky Jones, born in 1941, is an internationally known political activist in the areas of human rights, race, and poverty. He rose to prominence first as a member of the Students' Union for Peace Action during the 1960s and later as a successful lawyer. Rocky has always been willing to fight for the poor and dispossessed, whether as a founding member of the Black United Front of Nova Scotia and the National Black Coalition for Canada, or helping to establish the Black Inmates Association and the Native Brotherhood of Dorchester and Spring Hill. A recipient of many awards, Jones continues to work for a society that is open to all persons, regardless of race, color, creed, or economic standing.
This PSA was brought to you in support of Black History Month on CITR 101.9 FM.
Born in Nova Scotia in 1911, mezzo-soprano Portia White is considered to be one of the greatest concert singers of all time. She took voice lessons at the Halifax Conservatory of Music and began singing on radio broadcasts hosted by her father in the 1930s. She established renown by competing in the Halifax Music Festival, winning the Helen Kennedy Silver Cup on 3 occasions. Her official debut came at age 30 in Toronto's Eaton Auditorium. She gained acclaim across North America following a performance at Town Hall, New York, setting off a successful tour of Canada and the U.S. She finished her career primarily as a vocal teacher, performing her final concert in Ottawa in July 1967. Next up is a clip from the only official recording of Portia's music, entitled Where the Roses Never Fade.
This PSA was brought to you in support of Black History Month on CITR 101.9 FM.
So yeah, Black Month. So in honor of Black Month, we're going to put one of my favorite songs ever. This is Funkadelic. The song is called Maggot Brain. And yeah, should feel a good 10 minutes. So yeah, lay back, relax, and enjoy this beautiful piece.
Mother Earth is pregnant for the third time, for y'all have knocked her up. I have tasted the maggots in the mind of the universe. I was not offended. for I knew I had to rise above it all or drown in my own shit.
destitute, our intrepid hero flees the wave-ravaged coast and drowns his sorrows at a roadside watering hole.
Universe fucks with me, putting me where I want to be, only without a plan.
Got the perfect setup for these trying times. When I come and land to the sunniest place, and even you will shine. That constant sweaty glisten makes the air so sweet and nice. Come and join our hell in Squinter's paradise. Come and join our hell in Squinter's paradise. Come and join our hell in Squinter's paradise. Come and join our hell in Squinter's paradise.
The alphabet has only 26 letters. With these 26 magic symbols, however, millions of words are written every day.
Here's what to look for this February in Discorder. Grimes both graces the cover of Discorder for February and will also touch down in the city as she's on tour in support of her newest release, Visions. Inside Discorder, don't miss the feature piece on Rococode. features on our Shindig winners, Sleuth, Tyrannohorse, and From Birch to You, and a special piece on Redrick Sultan. As always, Discorder is loaded with concert and album reviews, the next installment of the Overeducated Grumbler, and a profile on The Basement's Brett Olson in the monthly On the Air column. All this and more in the February issue of Discorder. Grab a free copy of Discorder anywhere on UBC campus, in and around Vancouver, BC, or online at discorder.ca. Discorder, that magazine from CITR, supporting local music for over 25 years.
Chassez les derniers jours gris de l'hiver dans une atmosphère unique et détendue au Festival du Bois qui a lieu les 3 et 4 mars. Les adultes se laissent aller au son de la musique du monde, folklorique et celtique. Les enfants se divertissent avec les activités créées juste pour eux et avec de délicieux nets canadiens-français. Le 3 et 4 mars à Mackin Park, Mayardville, Coquitlam. Stationnement gratuit. Pour plus d'informations, visitez notre site internet au festivaldubois.ca.
Come feel the joie de vivre and chase away the last gray days of winter at the Festival du Bois, March 3rd and 4th at Mackin Park, Mayardville, in Coquitlam. The Festival du Bois happens every year on the first weekend of March and is a relaxed and unique atmosphere of a village party. Adults can let go to the sounds of folk, Celtic, and world music, and children will delight in entertainment created just for them. Everyone gets a chance to enjoy great original French-Canadian food, and best of all, it's an event for the entire family. For more information, visit the website festivaldubois.ca.
musicophilia, musicophilia, na 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 na. Musicophilia, musicophilia, na na.
So 101.9 FM, this is the morning after show. We're reaching the end of the show. So that was Synth Cake with the song Musicophilia from the album Musicophilia. Before then, we listened to the Stolen Organ Family Band with Bread and Butter. And before them, Quit the City with Burn. And before Quit the City, Two Apple Tobacco with Squinter's Paradise. And before there, Redrick Sultan with Dinosaurs. And before Dinosaurs, Funkadelic with Maggot's Brain. So we're gonna leave you with some Mogwai. And I'll be back to say goodbye to you.